Today, before we proceed na po sa ating topic, I would like also to represent the women, no? Na this time, this season, na po, every October po pala, eh, nabalitaan ko lang po ito sa FB. Every October po pala is a breast cancer awareness movement, na po. It's a movement wherein we are encouraged to wear pink any time of the day and any time of the week, na po, in the month of October. In this, we remember the breast cancer patients and maybe yung mga iba na rin po na cancer patients. But basically, those who have breast cancer. And this also, this month also, gives us an awareness bilang mga kababaihan how to take care of ourselves para ma-prevent po natin ang sakit po na ito. But we take Psalm chapter 91 in our lives. Amen? No plagues and no nothing that is deadly or any kinds of pestilence will come upon our lives. And as we claim the blood of Jesus. Last 3 months ago, kwento ko lang po sa inyo, I was able to visit a cancer patient. At hindi po ako na-orient na when I visit or nung mga nakakaraang mga panahon, nagpe-pray naman po ako sa mga may sakit. At hindi naman po ako nagugulantang. Pero this particular time, pag-visit ko po sa kanya, it was really awful. The sight is awful. The sight talaga po, pag nakita nyo po, nakaratay po siya. Kita nyo po ang ganda ng babae, 48 years old. She is really beautiful. Pero ang payat po ng kanyang katawan. And I thought that the cancer is inside. Tama ba na sa loob yung cancer eh. So, pero this time, hindi lang po siya awful inside. Dahil may sakit po siya, nakaratay siya. Awful inside because the cancer in the breast is out. The tumor is out as big as basketball, half of the basketball bola. And the smell is awful. Pagpasok mo ng bahay na ganyan, hindi mo alam anong nangyari, anong naamoy mo and what. So I cannot talk because the smell is in my throat. And in my heart naman, it's beating so fast kasi nakita ko talaga kung paano po pinarurusahan ng cancer ang katawan ng isang tao. And this particular woman po, she died a week before I visit her. So kumbaga, nag-visit po ako ng Saturday, namatay na po siya nung nakaraang linggo. So the family called for the priest and for everyone sa family and relatives to bid goodbye na. So the pulse stopped already. Pero saka hindi po inaasahang pangyayari, mga ilang oras din po na wala na siyang pulso and everybody was talking kung paano na po ang kanyang pagburol, bigla po itong nagising. At sa madaling salita po'y nabuhay. And then, a brother here asked me to pray for her. Sige po, we will come. So yun po ang nakita naming sight at yun po ang aking pong nadalumat at na-experience. Deep inside me, I was crying. Hindi ko na po alam pa paano ako magsasalita. Talaga pong terrible. Sabi ko, wow, grabe, ganito pala yung cancer. Yung nakita ko sa labas, yun yung nasa loob eh. Pero yung sa kanya, nag-burst out na eh, sa sobrang laki po. So I declared healing to her, not only physically, but also spiritually and in her soul to receive the peace of the Lord. I shared the gospel to her and she was crying na po, during the time of my sharing and during the time of prayer. And you know, pagkatapos po namin mag-minister sa kanya, ito po yung sinabi niya, salamat po. Salamat po sa dasal niyo. Siguro po yan na lamang po talaga yung hinihintay ko. Kaya po ako nabuhay ulit. Namatay na po ako eh. Kaya po siguro ako nabuhay ulit. Kasi hindi ko alam saan ako pupunta kung mamatay ako. And now I am ready. I'm ready to die anytime because I know I will be going to heaven. And she passed away 2 months after I visited her. Mga kapatid, this time, as God is rising up no po into the ministry, ang ministry po natin ay hindi lang in the four corners of our life group. No po, it goes beyond. It goes beyond feeling the hurts, pains, and even sicknesses of people. Is there anyone here you know of someone who has cancer? Meron po ba? Please stand up wherever you are and we will pray for them. Sige po. Anyone, meron kayong kaibigan, kakilala, na may cancer, it's close to you, it's near you, you love her, you don't know yung pangalan niya, pero nakita mo siya, alam mo that she's suffering from this sickness. Please stand up wherever you are. And as a church, let's all together pray for them. Napakahirap po ng dinadaanan nila. Let's bow our heads. Let's close our eyes. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that in the name of Jesus, we can be healed. We thank you that by your wounds, we are healed. Lord, today, God, we have friends, we have relatives, we have family, we have loved ones, we have neighbors, we know someone that are suffering, Lord God, from this illness, from this disease called cancer. Today, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for healing to them. Use our hands. Kapatid, right now, lift up your hands to the Lord. And I declare, healing will come forth to you and through you. Lord, as we raise our hands, we receive the healing power from you, God. And we will release this to our friends and our families who have cancer. And they will be healed, Lord. And they will be saved. And they will not perish, God. Even there are pains because of cancer. Lord, kung meron mang kabigatan dulot ng cancer, nawala ng pera, nawala na ng mahal sa buhay, naiwan na dahil dito sa sakit na ito. Lord, feeling alone and feeling lonely, right now in the name of Jesus, use us, O God, to raise them up, to lift their spirits. And we pray, Father, that they will receive miraculous healings, and not only physical healing, but their souls will be restored as well. Thank you for this ministry, God. We receive power from you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Palakpakan po natin ang Panginoon. God bless you. Cannot take your seats. Assignment po sa inyo, ha? Yung mga may kakilala po, just be intentional this week to go to their place. Pray for them. Baka yun na lamang po yung hinihintay nila, no? So that they will revive again, or in a way, they will be receiving ultimate healing. And ultimate healing is in the presence of God. Amen? So today, tapos na po halos, no? Yung month of October. Di po tayo talaga, kumbaga, ang daming series of activities. But I want us to recap this with 3 points. So, tignan po natin. Number one, no, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for everything that had transpired. Magpasalamat po tayo kung tayo'y umattend ng conference, kung tayo ay naging kabahagi sa ministeryo. Kung natuto po tayo, let's take this opportunity to thank the Lord. And sana po wag lang natin makita na yung pangyayari nitong mga nakaraang mga linggo ay mga kaganapan lang. Kung hindi mula dun sa kaganapan na yon ay nagaganap ang kalooban ng Diyos sa buhay natin. Amen po ba? Amen? So, merong nababago, merong nabago, at patuloy pa tayong magsisik sa Panginoon ng tulong upang maganap yung kalooban niya sa atin. So, with all the learnings that we received, no, wag lang head knowledge. Put all the lessons here in your heart and ask the Holy Spirit to help you na po, live out those truths. Because truth applied, no, the truths we apply is power. Number two, treasure everything that we have experienced in the Lord. The ministry that we had, no, yung 36th anniversary, hindi na siya ulit babalik. Isang beses lang magti-36th anniversary. Kasi anong kasunod ng 36? Yan at matinding revelation talaga eh. Yung 37th year. So, tapos na yon. Yung mga natanggihan nating ministry, hindi na yun babalik. Lumipas na yung panahon, no? But those who have been into the ministry, kahit na anong kaganapan dito, anong involvement ninyo, treasure everything. Hindi man lahat tayo nakastungtong ng stage, hindi man lang tayo nakapagsalita, o talagang hindi man lang natin narinig ang mga messages dahil all through the conference, nandun tayo sa labas, all through the anniversary celebration, nagta-traffic tayo dyan. Whatever it would be, ano man yung involvement po natin, treasure that in your heart. No? Because it's an opportunity to serve the King. It's a privilege to serve Him. And sana po mula doon sa mga assignments natin, mula sa mga binigay po sa ating mga assignment, mga work, ito'y maging alignment natin sa Panginoon. Amen? Makita natin yung galaw niya sa church. Makita natin yung gagalawin pa ng Diyos sa mga susunod na buhay ng church. And we thank God because we are one with the move of God in this church. Amen po ba? Treasure everything. And number three, thrive. Thrive with the Lord in His mandate and mission in the church, for the church. We have two things always to remember and have in our hearts. The mandate. Everybody say with me, mandate. Mandate is from the commandment of the Lord. Love God and love people as you love yourself. That's the mandate. Whatever we do, ano man ang binigay sa atin, ano man ang kalagayan natin, dahil yon sa pagmamahal natin sa Diyos, at pagmamahal natin sa bawat isa at sa iba pang mga tao. Kaya din naman ang pagmamahal natin sa ating mga sarili. We have the mandate from the Lord. Ang patuloy na magmahal. Matatapos lang ito eh kapag kinuha na tayo ni Lord. So hanggat buhay po tayo, magmahalan tayo. Kaya tell to your neighbor, I love you. Pakisabi na lang sa kanya, I love you too. Alright? Magmahalan tayo, wala na tayong pwedeng gawin. Iba eh. Yun lang talaga eh. That's our mandate. Kaya when we live in hate, when we have someone nakagalit, when we have irritations against people, naku, ang layo-layo mo sa mandate ng Panginoon. Kaya there is no hatred or no differences that can derail us. Amen ba? So from here, we will keep on loving the Lord. Amen? And loving people. And number two is the mission. The church was born. No? To wage war against the devil. To wage war against the work of Satan. And we win over against the devil. So, mga kapatid, from here, tignan po ninyo how you will be the church in this generation, in this time. Paano ba ako magiging church? Because you are the church. At anong sabi ng Panginoon? And on this church, I will build my, and on this rock, I will build my church, my kingdom, and the gates of Hades or hell shall not prevail against you. You will always overcome. You are an overcomer. You can always be victorious. You are victorious in Jesus. Amen? So we are on a mission. Umuwi na po ang mga sundalo mula sa Marawi. Tama ba? And napanood ko po yung kanilang, anong pong tawag doon, yung pag-uwi nila, welcome, yung, yun na nga yun, pagsalubong sa kanila, sa Manila, ha, heroes, welcome, nakakaiyak, no? Di ba kayo maiyak? Nakakaiyak, no? Kasi once the soldiers were sent to the war zone, it's do or die. How many died in the battle, hindi mo alam kung pagsunod mo na nun, uuwi ka pang buhay eh. But you know what? One day, we will go back to heaven and we will have this hero's welcome with none other than our King, our God. Amen? So I want you to have that vision, mga kapatid. We are not playing church. We are not even dating the church. Hindi po tayo nakikipaglaro dito. Hindi po tayo nakikipag-date sa church. Pag linggo, may date ako sa Crossworld. We're not dating the church. We're not playing around. We're seriously fighting against the devil. Amen? Do or die po tayo dito eh. Dito na tayo mamamatay. Dito na tayo kukuhanin ni Lord. Pagbalik natin dun sa langit, sa presensya niya, it's gonna be a great welcome. Amen? So, are you excited? Mula dito, bubuksan natin ang panibagong taon. Ano nga susunod sa 36? 37. So, let's look forward on the 37th anniversary. Will you be there? Will you take part? Amen. Come on, give God the best clap offering of praise. Amen! Hallelujah! Kaya meron po tayong invitation. Alam niyo po ba yun? Ngayon po, may invitation tayo. No, ang dami nating invitations noong nakaraang linggo. May invitation tayo sa conference, may invitation tayo sa celebration. Ngayon po, may invitation tayo for the next year. Meron tayong invitation, and the invitation for all of us is this. How to live a life of significance. Living a life of significance, it's your invitation. No? Iniimbitahan ka ng Diyos, anak. You are invited to a life of significance. Will you join me? Would you like to come? Would you like to have significance? Pagka sinabi po natin significance, kahalagahan, pagpapahalaga, no, kaganapan na hindi lang basta nangyayari, kundi mga kaganapan na nagaganap ang kalooban ng Diyos sa buhay mo. So this is an invitation. This is not my invitation to you. This is not Pastor Al's invitation to us, mga kapatid, that ito na, binubuksan na natin ang door ng 37th year natin. But the Lord is offering us a new opportunity. And this opportunity is called the life of significance. So, pagpapahalaga, no? At pagpapahalaga sa buhay, at pagkakaroon ng halaga sa buhay na ito. So, how could it be? Paano nga ba? Let's take a look at this chart. Napapansin niyo po ba sa buhay po ninyo? You can click it, brother. Napapansin niyo po ba sa buhay ninyo simula nung kayo nagkaisip ay meron kayong gustong gawin sa buhay? No, ano yun? Gusto mo maging artista? Bakit? Para makatulong sa kapwa? Yung mga ganyan. Diba? O gusto mo maging nurse? Bakit? Gusto mo makatulong sa kapwa? Yung mga ganon. O ikaw naman, anong gusto mo? Gusto ko po maging dukha. Bakit? Para tulungan ako ng kapwa. Yung mga ganon. Diba? But somewhere inside us, nung maliit pa tayo, meron na po tayong pangarap. At ang pangarap po natin ay makatulong sa kapwa. Kaya nga po merong long time TV show, ang tawag po doon ay Kapwa Ko Mahal Ko. Tama? So mga kapatid, nandun na po yun eh. And then nung nasabi mo na, sige nga, I want to be someone. I want to be a nurse so I could help the patients, the sick. I want to be an engineer so I could build the house, no? And everything. So ngayon, nung napufulfill mo na yon somewhere along the way in your life, nangyayari yon. Wow! No? There's joy and fulfillment. Ang sarap pala. No, pinangarap mo maging nanay. Naging nanay ka ng 5 anak. Ha, ang sarap pala! Mga ganyan. So there's joy and fulfillment. Tama ba? No, merong kagalakan na hindi mo malaman saan nang gagaling. At merong fulfillment na, wow, I feel complete. I feel satisfied in life. Na hindi na babayaran ng pera at hindi kayang bayaran ng anuman. Di ba? Merong ganon na talagang you will serve pero walang PF. You will do things na kahit walang thank you, gagawin mo. Bakit? Kasi doon ka masaya. Di ba, Day? No? Di ba, Dong? Masaya tayo doon eh. Kaya gagawin natin yon. And now, nung nararamdaman natin masaya pala ako dito, may sense of fulfillment pala. Like, halimbawa, baking, no, cupcakes, no, tapos sabi mo, sweetness overload ito. And then you give it away, no, to birthday celebrants and everybody, pastors, at nagpapamigay ka ng mga cakes na ganyan. Tapos parang yung mga pastor, pagkakain nila, mga birthday celebrants, pag kumain sila ng libre, siyempre, wow, ang sarap, di ba? Sa'yo, wow, ang sarap, gawa pa may more, di ba? So you pursue it passionately. Pero ang tanong, saan to galing? Because there is God above us. Now, who puts that desire into our hearts? Who puts that desire in our hearts? Hindi po natural sa atin na magkaroon ng desire. Hindi natural sa atin na magkaroon at hanapin yun eh. Nag sa atin lang. Bakit po ngayon tayo naghahanap ng significance or importance ng buhay? Because the image of God is in us. And it's the image of the Lord, the Spirit of God in us, that moves us to desire to do good things. Yung presensya ng Diyos, yung hininga ng Diyos, yung kapangyarihan ng Diyos na suma sa atin because we are created in the image of God. Amen po ba? At yun ang suma sa atin ngayon. That's why we begin to desire. Hinahanap mo ngayon, saan ba ako liligaya? Saan ba ako magkakaroon ng halaga? Saan ba magkakaroon ng katuparan ng mga pangarap ko? Nakalulungkot isipin na maraming mga tao, they look for their significance. Yes, they have the desire. I want that desire. No, I have that desire. I mean, na tuntunin ano ba talagang binigay ng Diyos sa akin. Kaya lang po, tinutuntun po nila iyon sa kanilang halimbawa po, number one ay prestige. Kailangan sumikat. Kailangan maging magaling sa eskwelahan. Kailangan cutting edge ang mga skills. Because I want to be prestigious. And when I am prestigious, pagkilala na ako, sikat na ako, then I gain significance. Yung iba naman by possessions. Mag-a-acquire ng kagandahan. Mag-a-acquire ng kayamanan. Mag-a-acquire ng mga connections and everything. Why? Kasi doon nila masasabi na, I am significant if I were this, if I have this, and if I have that. Yung iba naman, pleasure. They will want to travel and travel again and again. Kasi pag nakita na, wow, they go here and they go there, wow, ang galing-galing naman. So, madaming nagla-like, maraming nag-a-admire, and in that way, she or he thinks that his life or her life is significant because he or she travels. Marami na siyang nakita, marami na siyang natutunan around the globe. Yung iba naman, hindi prestige, hindi possessions, hindi pleasure, peso. No, nalulungkot pag ala pera. No, talagang bagsak na bagsak ang buhay. Pero kapag ka may pera siya, he or she feels happy, vibrant, ang saya-saya. No, I know of people na alam ko na, tingin pa lang may problema to sa pera. Kapag ka hindi makangiti, pagbagsak ang balikat. Yan. So, pera yun eh. Pero pag may pera, talagang wow, no? Masaya. So, yung iba naman, ang ano na yun, puro P yun eh, di ba? Pleasure, ano, prestige, possession, pleasure, peso. Yung iba, papa. No, magkaroon lang ako ng papa. Please lang naman. Papa lang naman and I will be significant. Bakit? Ako na lang ako nagmamahal. Masarap naman na may nagmamahal. O, di ba? O, ano pa? Si Pipay. Yan. Para sa mga babae, magkaroon lang ako ng Pipay. Magkaroon lang ako ng girlfriend. Panalo na. Mga kapatid, itong mga bagay na ito, hindi po masama. Hindi po ito masama. Kaya lang po, ito ay naglalaho. Ito ay hindi permanente. Ito ay hindi natin madadala sa langit. Kaya nga po, ang pinaka-core ng significance ay wala po doon sa mga bagay na naglalaho. Kung hindi sa isang bagay at isang pangyayari sa isang katauhan, no, na magkakaroon ka na siyang magpasawalang hanggang mananatili sa'yo. Tama po ba? So, I want us to see right now that our significance only happens, no? No, yung kapag ka nalaman natin na saan ko hahanapin ang aking kahalaga? Saan ko hahanapin ang meaning ng buhay? It's only when we see God working in our lives. Kapag kawala ang Diyos sa paningin natin na gumagawa sa buhay natin, we end up looking for something and someone to give us significance. So in the Bible, God brings us to many stories. Ordinary people, they begin with zero and then they end up heroes. They had nothing to prove, but in the end, wow, what an amazing thing they did because they allowed the Lord to work in their lives and through their lives. So, mga ordinaryong tao, pero ngayon papakita ko po sa inyo at pakikilala ko po sa inyo ang isang babae sa Biblia who became significant, who lives a life of significance in her world. Hindi man po makita natin na kagaya po ni Haring David o ni Esther, that they made a difference in the nation. Hindi man po sila kagaya ni Apostol Pablo na talaga po he turned the world upside down with the gospel, no, of Jesus. This particular woman is behind the scene, which maybe most of us are like her. Tama? Kasi hindi naman lahat makakatayo dito, hindi lahat magiging prominente, hindi lahat pwedeng kumandidato. But in our simple ways, how can we really become significant? Okay, so let's help me introduce to you Dorcas. So I know we've been through her, reading her life in Acts chapter 9, 36 to 43. Please stand up with me as we read the Word of God. Come on, babasahin mo ito nang magigising yung katabi mo. Okay ba? Sige, ready. Verse 36, go. In Joppa, there was a disciple named Tabitha. In Greek, her name is Dorcas. She was always doing good and helping the poor. About that time, she became sick and died. And her body was washed and placed in an upstairs room. Lydda was near Joppa. So when the disciples heard that Peter was in Lydda, they sent two men to him and urged him, please come at once. Peter went with them, and when he arrived, he was taken upstairs to the room. All the widows stood around him, crying and showing him their robes and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was still with them. Peter sent them all out of the room. Then he got down on his knees and prayed. Turning toward the dead woman, he said, Tabitha, get up. She opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He took her by the hand and helped her to her feet. Then he called for the believers, especially the widows, and presented her to them alive. This became known all over Joppa, and many people believed in the Lord. Peter stayed in Joppa for some time with a tanner named Simon. God bless the reading of His Word. We can now take our seats. Number one, if you want to have a life that is significant, how to live a life of significance? Number one, start following Jesus. Our significance na po ay hindi po sa mga bagay o sino mang mga tao. No, our significance is in Jesus, in our relationship with Him. Sabi po sa verse 36, in Joppa, there was a disciple named Dorcas. Ang sarap ipakilala at makilala ang isang tao, hindi lamang doon sa kanyang mga ginagawa o gagawin o mga plano sa buhay, kundi kung sino ang kanyang sinusundan at kung anong relasyon ang meron siya sa Panginoon. So, being a disciple. So, sabi po dito, Tabitha is an Aramaic word for Dorcas. Nakakatuwang isipin na yung Tabitha is Aramaic, ibig po sabihin nito ay gazelle or isang uri ng deer. At nakakatuwang isipin na minsan po inilarawan ni David ang kanyang pagsamo sa Diyos katulad ng isang usa. Tama po ba? As the deer pants for the streams of water, so my soul longs for you, my God. So this is disciple eh. Ito yung pagiging disciple. My soul longs for you. Kung paano ako nauuhaw sa tubig, kung paano hindi ako mabubuhay ng walang tubig, ganun din ang buhay ko. And come to think of it, hindi naman po alam pa ng mga magulang nila kung ano magiging relevance dito eh, no? Pero the way we look at ourselves today, the way we see ourselves, walang aksidente. Kung ano man yung pangalan mo ngayon, kung ayaw mo o gusto mo ng pangalan mo, it doesn't matter. What matters is God allowed your name to be your name because He is behind that name. Through your name, you will get to know the name of Jesus. And this is Tabitha. This is Dorcas. So, paano po siya nakakilala sa Lord? Maybe in Acts chapter 8, 4, kasama po sila doon eh. Those who have been scattered preached the word wherever they went. Kita po natin sa Book of Acts, na siyang devotionals po natin ngayon, niliglig po talaga yung early church eh, yung New Testament church. Pero sa Panginoon, all things work together for good, tama ba? Walang persecution na makapigil po sa kanila eh. The more they are persecuted, the more they became passionate. Ibang klase. No? The more they were opposed with the power of the government, the more they became eager to come out in public and proclaim Jesus is the Savior. Hanggang sa nung nag-scatter na po sila, they were scattered not in fear, they were scattered in faith. No, hindi nila alam ang papupuntahan nila eh. Pero grabe, because they have Jesus, they have the mandate to love the Lord and to walk with Him all the days of their lives. They have the mission. Kahit mag-isa sila o kahit saan sila mapunta, hindi sila insecure. Nakukuha niyo po yan? So young people who are here and parents like me, if we have the mandate of the Lord, if we have the mission of the Lord, we will not fear anyone and anywhere. Tama? So because we have this clear in our hearts. So titingnan po natin, nakarating po ang gospel sa Joppa. In Hebrew, it is pronounced, Joppa is pronounced in, hindi po Pajo, okay? Pajo is millennial. Pinagpalit mo, werpa, mga ganyan. Pet malu, hindi po. No, sa Joppa, hindi po Pajo. Joppa is Yapa. Wow, Yapa, man. Y-A-H and then P-A. That's the pronunciation. But you know what? Yapa means beautiful city. Pero how come, no, masasabi mong, nasaan ang beautiful dito kung they live in the middle of the earth? Yun po ang description eh. Joppa is in the side of the Mediterranean Sea. No, parang kung iisipin mo po, they are like the Badjaus. One time in my life, I was able to visit the Badjaus in Palawan, courtesy of Pastor Jojo De Bafilis, our missionary pastor in Batac, Palawan, and he brought us there. At kung makikita nyo po talagang, wow, grabe po, mamaya may connection po dyan sa message natin. They live in remote place na talaga pong ang layo sa kabihasnan. At sinong iisipin mo na paano nakarating doon yung salita ng Diyos? Dito po makikita natin that God really loves everyone. In the tribes, in the plain, in the mountains, sa karagatan, sa kagubatan, sa lahat ng lupalop ng lugar, we can feel the love of Jesus. Amen? So there is this woman who stayed in Yapa, in Joppa, who became a disciple of Jesus. Praise God! She gave her life to the Lord. Kaya mga kapatid, kung hinahanap natin ang kabuluhan ng buhay natin, kung hinahanap natin ang saysay ng lahat ng ito, bakit pa ako nabuhay sa mundong ito, kung bakit nagtatanong ka, bakit ano ba talagang pwede kong gawin sa mundong ito, ano bang pwedeng mahalagang gawin ko, number one, you start following Jesus. No? May paalala po tayo dyan. You don't just ask the question, sino nga ba ako? You ask the question not only who am I, but whose am I? Hindi lang po ang tanong na sino ba ako sa aking pangalan, sa aking address, sa aking mga gawain. Kundi umakyat pa tayo ng isang antas sa tanong at tanungin po natin, sinong nagmamay-ari sa akin? The greatest search of all is our identity. Sino po dito nakapanood ng Kapuso Mo, Jessica Soho? And there was this guy, no, for 5 decades, he is already 52, and still looking for his biological parents. Actually, biological mom. No? Grabe po iyon. No, there's this identity search. And you know what? Kung hindi po malinaw sa atin yung identity natin, sino ba ako at sino nagmamay-ari sa akin, we will all go around the bush and then we feel always empty, we feel always lost. But along the way, kahit mag-isa ka na lang sa bubuhay dito at wala kang kaibigan o wala kang boyfriend or girlfriend, you can always say, wow, I'm complete because I am a child of God. So first, you need to ask, who am I and whose am I? So sino ako at sino nagmamayari sa akin? So discipleship unfolds. No? Kanyang binubuksan at kanyang inilalathala po sa atin ang ganda at ang wonders ng mga inihanda ng Diyos sa buhay natin. Apart from followership with Jesus, apart from being a disciple of the Lord, no, mananatili lang tayo dito sa mga temporal things na ito. Hahanapin at hahanapin natin ang ating saysay sa mga bagay na natatapon, sa mga bagay na nauubos, sa mga bagay na hindi po pangmatagalan. At dahil doon, lagi at lagi kang malulungkot at pwede kang bumagsak. You need to be a disciple of Jesus. More than anything else, lagi mong isipin, bakit ko gagawin ang isang bagay? Para saan ang isang bagay? Para kanino ang gagawin ko? It all boils down to the core of everything because I am a child of God. Yung good works, hindi siya magde-determine sa'yo na ikaw ay mahalaga at ikaw ay may saysay. Yung pinatawad ako ng Diyos, yung minahal ako ng Diyos, yung niligtas ako ng Diyos, yun ang nagbigay sa akin ng significance kung bakit naman ngayon, ako ngayon, ay gumagawa ng significant things. Nakukuha niyo po yung connection? Maraming tao, even in the church, and most of them are in the church, they do ministries here and there. They get involved with the ministries. Kapag wala silang ministry, they feel lost. They feel unwelcomed. Bakit? Kasi kailangan may ginagawa para masabing significant siya. Paano pag wala na siyang ginawa? Unsignificant, insignificant na ba siya? No! Because in the first place, hindi pa tayo pinapanganak na matay na si Jesus para sa atin. So we are significant first in the eyes of the Lord. And our significance must come into our relationship with Him. So I want to give you a quotation there. Sige po, click lang natin. Our true significance begins by having a relationship with Jesus. Amen? So, magkaroon tayo ng relationship sa living God. Jesus said a number of times that many people who seem first in this life will be last in eternity. While many people who seem last in this life will be first, truly significant in eternity. So mga kapatid, sometimes nakikipagsiksikan tayo sa mundong masikip, no? Para lang masabi natin, I want to go first and I want to be first. How can I be there and how can I reach that? How can I be there at the top and how can I be there in the first? And how, no, paano ko magkakaroon ng meron din sila? So that ako din, ma-feel ko din na significant sila. So, the more we do that, the more we shun away from the presence of God. Why don't you, yeah, kahit nandun ka sa uli, kahit naghihintay ka, kahit parang tila wala ng pag-asang lahat, no? But you know, in a way, that your direction is in the presence of the Lord. It doesn't matter. Na po, I've been to DSWD seminar. And it's a joint seminar between the executive directors of every orphanage and social worker. And then, we shared rooms, na po, in the hotel. So, maganda po yung accommodation sa amin. And then, nung una po akong binigyan ng card, cue card para po doon sa hotel. So I entered the hotel kasi hilong-hilo na po ako. So pagpasok kong ganyan, there were 3 beds. No? So sabi ko, wow, ako na una. So I had the choice. No? I had the privilege to choose which bed and the best bed na ihigan ko. In fact, pagod na ako, wala kaming tulog. So diretso from flight, bumaba kami ng eroplano, diretso agad sa seminar yun. Nakarating ako sa hotel, dun sa kwarto namin, alas 6 na ng gabi. So wow, grabe, I had the privilege to choose which bed to lie down with. Pero you know what? I choose the bed na dinagdag lang po. Dahil dun sa room namin, dalawa lang talaga yung beds na maganda. Maganda din naman yung dinagdag. Pero mararamdaman mo na dagdag lang siya eh. And I choose the side na walang saksakan ng cellphone at wala rin pong light. Di ba? Pag magbabasa ka, may light na ganyan, effects, mga ganyan, di ba? So I choose the corner side. And dumating na po ang dalawa kong kasama, and then they choose, no, their best, blah, blah, blah. Saya-saya. Nagpakilala na po kami. And then sa isa't isa. And they got surprised among themselves, among ourselves, na ako po daw pala ang director ng orphanage. And sila daw po ay social worker. I supposed to lie down dun po sa best bed. Nahiya po sila. Sabi ko, no, I'm okay here and I'm happy here. Why? No? It doesn't matter gaano kaganda yung bed mo. Or it doesn't matter no, gaano kaliit yung bed mo o nasa sulok ka. What matters is nakakatulog ka. Tama ba? Meron kang peace. Saan ka ilagay ng Diyos nakakatulog ka? Saan, anong man ang kainin mo? No? Mahuli ka man sa pila. It doesn't matter as long as you know God is with you. That's discipleship. You know that at the end of the day, you walk not alone. You walk with God. You have the Lord with you. So paano mo hahanapin ang saysay ng buhay mo? If you are rejected with your spouse, yung spouse mo, sobrang mahal mo, pero sobrang nire-reject ka. Yung crush na crush mo, ilang ulit mo nang niligawan, busted ka ng busted. No, parang, wow, wala na talaga yata magmamahal sa akin. It doesn't matter. What matters is, when you walk, you know that your walk, that particular walk, is a walk with God. Start being a disciple of Jesus. Amen? So, we must live our lives, no, with that thought that I am a disciple. Kaya po may call ang Panginoon. Come, follow me. Come, follow me. Number two, Dorcas started following Jesus. And number two, she engaged in good works. Mga kapatid, eto na. Sabi po dito, Dorcas was always doing good and helping the poor. She does good things. Helping the poor. So meron po siyang spirit of service. Meron po siya talagang heart to do good. So, na-observe niyo po ba sa buhay ninyo nung nakilala niyo si Lord bilang Savior ninyo at sa at Panginoon po ninyo? May naramdaman kayo sa puso ninyo na kakaiba? Like, parang I want to do this for God. I want to be involved. Dati kang mahihiyain, pero ayaw mo nang maging mahiyain kasi you want to serve the Lord. Meron bang ganon? Dati parang, ano yon yung kuripot ka. Pero nung nakilala mo si Lord, mas naging kuripot ka. Hindi, nagbigay ka na. No? Parang dati, okay lang sa'yo, deadma ka. Deadma ka pagka kumakain ka ng chocolate sa harapan ng mga kasabay mo sa jeep. Hala, enjoy mo yung chocolate, ikaw lang. Pero ngayon, nung nakilala mo si Lord, parang nakagata mo ng chocolate. Gusto mo, ha? Gusto mo? Parang you begin to share. Nararamdaman niyo po yun? Kasi it's the work of God in us. Kagaya po ni Dorcas, because she is a disciple of Jesus, no, naramdaman niya, wow, I have something to do, and that goodness now must come out within him, within her, and through her. So you begin to follow in the steps of Jesus. Yun, may kasamang bagsak. Nagalit ka, bro? Okay, so tignan po natin, no? Si Jesus, nung nandito siya, sabi niya, ang prophecy sa kanya, he will die, di ba? A criminal's death. And he will really suffer for the mankind, for the world. Nung po bang nabuhay si Jesus, dumiretso na po ba siya sa krus ng Kalbaryo? Di ba hindi pa? Saan natin siya nakita? Where do we see Jesus? We saw him in the road. What did he do there? He healed the sick. Di ba? Nagturo siya, nag-preach siya, nagpakain siya. Nagpalaya siya ng demonyo, nag-counsel siya, nag-share siya ng gospel. Tama po ba? He was so busy. Let's take a look at Acts chapter 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. Ito lang po yun eh. Why do we engage in good works? Not because we are Christians, no? Kailangan na lang pakita ko sa inyo na Kristiyano ako, gagawin ko yung mga mabubuting bagay. Hindi, because we are Christians, we do good works. Alam ko sa puso ko na Kristiyano ako at sumasa akin ang Diyos at ang likas ng Diyos ay matulungin, ang likas ng Diyos ay mapagmahal, ang likas ng Diyos ay mapag-aruga. Dahil siya'y sumasa akin, makikita mo rin ito sa akin. So, hindi na tayo makikipag-struggle sa paggawa ng mabuti. No? Dahil tayo po ay ginawa ng mabuti ng Panginoon. Let's take a look at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 to 10. I want us to read aloud. Ready, go. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Maraming nagkakamali na ang paggawa ng mabuti ay ang daan sa kaligtasan. No. Apostle Paul established what good works is into our lives and through our lives. Number one, papakita po natin dito na hindi good works ang daan para tayong maligtas. Subalit, dahil sa good works ng Diyos, naligtas ka. So, mayroon pa rin pong good works, bakit tayo naligtas? Kaya lang, hindi po natin yun good works. It is the good works of God in us. Amen? At ganyan po, dahil we are recipients of that good works in of God in us, hindi po ito matatapos. We need to exemplify. Kailangan din po natin itong gawin. Bakit? Kasi ito ang likas ng Diyos na siyang sumaatin. Siya yung tinanggap natin eh. Tama po ba? At nung tinanggap natin ang kaligtasan ng Diyos, it is the redemptive plan of God. Yung salvation na tinanggap natin, yung good work po dito, hindi po siya yung good work to go to heaven. It is also a good work to show heaven. To have a taste of heaven. And that is by doing good works. Nakukuha po din niyo, mga kapatid, to all our guests here, ang pagpunta po sa langit ay libre. Hindi po natin kayang bayaran. At kung babayaran po natin, wala tayong pambabayad. Dahil walang amount na pwedeng tumumbas sa buhay ng Diyos. Kaya po ito'y libre, ito po'y kagandahang loob ng Diyos. At ngayon na tayo'y gumagawa ng kagandahang loob sa iba, hindi po ito para tayo maligtas. Gumagawa po tayo ng kagandahang loob dahil tayo ay ligtas na. Amen. Kaya po yung hindi gumagawa ng kagandahang loob, itatanong natin, ligtas kaya? Tama po. Dahil kung tinanggap mo si Kristo sa buhay mo, then you became a workmanship with Him. At ang kanyang work, ang kanyang forte is to do good works. So, Christian life is not just about knowing certain things or about having certain things in our lives, no? The Christian life is not just about having these things or experiences. It's also about doing a certain kind of good works. So, ano po kayang good works ang ginawa po natin lately? Ano pong good works ang nag-engage po sa buhay po natin? Doing good is a vital part of our witness because it reflects who God is. Imagine niyo po yun. Sabi po ng langit, mahal na mahal tayo ng Diyos. Simula po nang bumagsak si Eva at si Adan, no po, nagpahiwatig na ang Diyos ng kanyang plan of redemption. Eh. Sobrang love tayo ni God that He wants us to go back to Him. Kaya lang, hindi talaga natin kaya, you know, with the prophets, with the priests, and everything. So it's only God can do it. Kaya po yung word ni God, nagkatawang tao. At sino po yun? It's Jesus. The Word became flesh and dwell among us. At doon natin nakita vividly, wow, grabe, there's this God who loved me so much. He became a living Word and now He's living in the flesh and He gave Himself for me. Kaya ngayon ang sabi doon, doing good is a vital part of our witness. So tayo ngayon, hindi mo pa pwedeng sabihin sa kapwa mo, mahal ko, mahal kita, I love you, nang wala kang ginagawa. You need to have your Word into the flesh. Kailangan magkaroon ng laman, magkaroon ng tangibility, magkaroon ng solidity yung sinasabi mo. Kaya pag sinabi mo sa isang babae, kung ikaw ay lalaki, I love you, bigyan mo ng sing-sing. Papakasalan kita. Hindi pa pwedeng matagal. Hindi pa pwedeng, yun na nga, you're playing around and that, yun lang. No? Hindi pa pwede po yun. Pag sinabi mo sa isang, sa kabyak mo, na married na kayo, no, sa mga anak mo, mahal ko kayo. Hindi pa pwedeng mabubuhay tayo sa umaga, sa tanghali at sa gabi, sabi mo, I love you, na hindi tayo kumakain. No? Sabay-sabay tayo. Hindi, sabay-sabay tayo. Sabay-sabay tayo, mamamatay sa gutom. You need to work. And then therefore, our witness, that our service, our doing good, is a vital part of our witness. So that masabi talaga, you are really a disciple of Jesus. God really is in you. Amen? Hallelujah. So after Dorcas, no, makita po natin, she does good things, particularly with the poor people. Kaya po imagine din niyo po, na-imagine ko po talaga dito the Bajaws. They had nothing to earn money with. Eh. Wala talaga silang panghanap buhay maliban lang po sa pangingisda. At kung mag-aaral po sila, napakalalayo ng paaralan. Remote. At wala rin po sila talagang, alam niyo po yun, pagkukuhanan ng tulong. Dahil napakalayo po nila. But there's this Dorcas, no? Who intentionally do good to people, helping the poor. So, yan po yan. Next, sabi, kung titignan po natin, how did she do the good work? No po? It's only by making clothes. Tama po ba? No, she devotes herself in making clothes. What prevents us from doing good? Bakit hindi po tayo makagawa ng mabuti? Because of self-centeredness. That's number one. You focus on my needs, my condition, my schedule, conflict sa schedule ko, conflict sa lahat ng mga gusto kong gawin. I cannot do it. I cannot be there. Number two, lack of love to others. Parang sabi mo, sino ba yung others pa sa buhay mo bukod sa sarili mo at sa pamilya mo? Wala na eh. Hindi ka na maka-welcome ng ibang tao. Parang isipin ko, paano pa ako makakatulong? Yun nga, sweldo ko, kulang pa sa anak ko, kulang pa sa asawa ko, kulang pa sa mga pangangailangan ko. How can I help? How can I do significant things to other people? And sometimes sabi mo, tumutulong naman ako sa mga anak ko, pinag-aaral ko naman silang mabuti. Sinusustentuhan ko naman ang mga pangangailangan nila. Siguro enough na yun. But here, malinaw po dito, a life of significance, helping others, helping the poor people, helping the needy is beyond your own care, beyond yourself, and beyond your family. Bakit hindi pa tayo makatulong? Because of prejudices. Alam niyo po yung prejudices, yung nauna yung isip mo kaysa sa puso mo. Like for example, merong namalimos sa'yo ngayon. Diba, sino po dito pumunta ng Marilao? No, level up na po ang mga bata ngayon eh, diba? Mamalimos. Dati po white envelope yon. Dahil malapit na ang Pasko, ampaw na yung envelope nila. Red na, ganda na. Bibigyan nila yan isa-isa sa'yo. Ano sasabihin mo? Ayan ka na naman. Manghihingi ka na naman. Tapos bibigyan mo na yan sa tatay mo. Tapos magsusugalan tatay mo. Tapos maglalasing ang tatay mo. Tapos sasasalta na nanay mo. Ang tanong, magbibigay ka ba? Ano ba? Tagal na? Stop na? Oh, wala na. Sinermunan mo pa yung bata eh.
Ang tanong, magbibigay ka ba o hindi? Kung hindi, shh, wala kang karapatan magsalta. Ganun lang yun. Kung magbigay ka, magbigay ka. Ganun lang yun. Prejudices. O yan na naman, mga hindi natuto. Diba, mga ganun. Tapos, halimbawa, nakakita ka ng tao, humihingi sa'yo ng pera. Alam mo kasi sa'yo, dapat hindi pera hinihingi mo. Dapat tinapay, bigas, delata. E, pasensya na, wala ako ngayon. Wala ka naman palang ibibigay eh. Pag nag-sermon ka pa. Eto, diba, naku, wag tayo magbibigay dyan. Bakit? Sindikato yan. Sino may sabi sa'yo? Member ka ba dati nun? Ah, kapatid! Hey! I've been to orphanage ministry. I've been to street children's ministry for 5 years in my life. As a single lady, as a single woman, I serve the Lord as a street children's worker. Na po, doon sa UN Avenue, sa Manila Hotel, sa likod po noon, sa EDSA, sa Trinoma, nung wala pa po yung mga magagandang malls na yan. And I saw how helpless their lives were. Grabe po. You know, you will ask me, bakit mo sila pinupuntahan? Bakit mo binibigay yan? Bakit mo sila pinupuntahan kahit once a week? Yun lang, at least once a week, I can put smile on their faces and that's it. Yun lang yun. I cannot do everything. I cannot change the world, you know? Hindi naman talaga natin kaya yun eh. But you have your world. You have your own world. God situated you in this particular time, place in your life. That's what we can call our world. And you change your world. And how to change your world? By doing good. And do not, yun mauna pa yung isip mo sa bibig mo. Sa puso mo. Kung gusto mong tumulong, tumulong ka. At kung ibubukas mo lang ang bibig mo after mong ibigay, hindi man sa kailan mo yan naman babayaran niya, bla 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 bla. No? Kung yun. At kung ito naman po, kung ikaw ay tumulong at hindi ka pinasalamatan at ikaw ay tinext ka lang, thank you po, bye-bye po, give it all to God. At the end of the day, you are serving because you are a child of God. You are not serving to earn points. I've been through a lot, mga kapatid. Mayroon ako dito mga nasusubaybayan na mga kabataan. And with all honesty, I love you. With all honesty, I want to support you. Pero kapatid, no, minsan din parang sampal-sampal sa kabilang ganyan, nai-snapin ka na lang after all the love and the care you show to them. But how do you respond? Nothing. Wala lang. Bakit? You do the commands of the Lord as He commanded you. Magpasalamat ka o hindi ka magpasalamat? It's not my problem. Amen? It will not add points to me. Hindi iyon mag-a-add ng points sa akin because in the first place, I have God with me and I am serving the God of the Most High God. Wala na po akong dapat i-pretend pa. Tama po ba? But here in our church, we teach people to behave. We teach people how to respond. We teach people to value people. We teach people how to say thank you. We teach people to go back to the one na pinag-utangan natin at tayo'y magbayad ng utang. Tama? Ngayon, kung hindi mo yun gagawin despite of all, then it's your problem with the Lord. But to us, the rest of us, Avoid prejudices. If we want to help, then do it so. If wala bumalik, still do good. Amen? Because we are born to do good. So Dorcas was a disciple who was strategically placed in the right place at the right time to minister to her world. What is her world? Ano ang mundo ni Dorcas? Ang mundo ni Dorcas ay mundo ng mga mahihirap. Ang mundo ni Dorcas ay mundo ng mga cast out. Ang mundo ni Dorcas ay mundo doon sa middle part of the earth. But he stood up, he rise above. That's number 3, rise above your limitations. Maaring sabihin po ni Dorcas, I'm just a woman. No, we're living with these poor people. Well, I'm just a woman. Sorry. Ala akong magagawa. Because nung time ni the Dorcas, mga lalaki lang po talaga nagli-lead. But you know what? Hindi siya after sa leadership. Wala tayong narinig na preaching niya. Wala tayong nabasang writings niya. Hindi rin po siya nag-lead sa church. Pero he had a group, life group. Ang life group niya among the widows. Diba? Nakuha po din yun. Behind the scenes, she's doing her work. And then, nagahabi po siya ng mga damit. So, rise above your limitations. So, nung si Dorcas, naramdaman niya, babae ako, nung panahon na to, hindi pwede mag-lead yung mga babae. Pero she was able to find ways how to serve the Lord because she is a disciple of the Lord. At dapat lamang pong gumagawa ng mabuti. At salamat naman kay Jesus at kay Paul, no, na talagang in-empower niya ang mga kababaihan. Number two, sabi po ng Bible, ng verse po natin, si Dorcas po ay walang asawa. Wala rin po siyang family na nabanggit. So it means, maybe, she is also a widow or kaya naman po single. Pero hindi po niya sinabi dito na, well, paano ba yan? No? Paano ba ako makakapaglingkod? Siguro eh, kailangan ko muna ng asawa bago ako makapaglingkod. Wait lang for 6 months. Tingnan ko muna kung meron ako ditong love for the second time around. Then I can serve the Lord. Or kaya sabihin niya, hey you! Tingnan mo nga ako, widow nga ako. I am the one in need. Diba? Ako na ngayon may kailangan. Ako yung mahina. Ako yung mag-isa. Ako yung api. Ako yung walang nagbabahal. Ako yung wala nang matirahan. Ako yung ganito. Ako yung api. And everything. Sabihin mo na yun. Kaya hindi ako makapag-serve. But you know what? Dorcas rise above her limitations. Kahit siya po ay babae, hindi po siya pwede mag-lead in front. Then, nandun siya behind the scene and then she takes the lead. Ano pa po? Sabi doon, kahit wala siyang kasama, wala siyang asawa, wala siyang boyfriend, it doesn't matter. Hindi mo kinakailangan ng partner para makapag-serve ka ng bongga sa Lord. Di ba, you have the Lord and then you can serve Him. So, dito po pinakita ni Dorcas that she arises big time sa kanya pong limitations. Sometimes, mga kapatid, we are overwhelmed with our own needs. Para papakita mo sa mga tao, papakita mo sa leader mo yung degree ng lalim at bigat ng ng iyong kahinaan, ng iyong pangangailangan. Like sasabihin mo, ate, ito po ako, wala po akong matirhan, wala po akong pamasahe, wala po akong pera, wala po akong kamag-anak, blah, blah, blah. I am in need. Yung sabi mo, paano kaya to? She's in need. Anong initial isip mo? How can you help her? Tama ba? But you know, the right way to do it is, hey, what's in you? What's in you that, anong pang meron ka so that you can rise above your limitations? Tingnan po natin si Dorcas. What's in her? Ba't siya nag-rise up? Hindi siya pwede mag-lead, hindi siya pwede mag-preach, hindi siya pwede mag-write because she was a woman. Hindi rin siya lang mag-isa sa buhay niya, pero confident siya to help other people. Bakit? Anong confidence na meron siya? What's in her hand? Anong meron siya? Tatlong bagay lang. Karayom, sinulid, tela. Araw-araw nagtatahi po siya. Hindi ko alam kung may makina noon. Siguro wala pa, no? So nagtatahi siya. She rise above her limitations. Ano pang natitira sa akin? Hindi pa pwedeng walang-walang-wala ka eh. Hindi, kasi pag sinabi mong walang-walang-wala ka talaga, ibig sabihin ng patay ka na eh. Diba? Wala na eh. Pero hanggat buhay ka, meron ka eh. Anong meron sa'yo? Hindi naman nahahanapin ng Diyos sa'yo yung wala ka. That's why Dorcas, she focus on what she could do and not on what she cannot do. With the three things that she had in her hands. Needle, thread, and cloth. Nagtahi siya araw at gabi. Piniisip niya pa paano niya ito maibebenta so that she could have money and support the poor people. Maybe sometimes nagtatahi siya at sinasabi niya, ito, tinatahi ko, shorts. Ito, tinatahi ko na pantalon na ito ay para dun sa bata na nandun na sa kanyang isip na walang pamalit na damit. Maybe she was treading a beautiful baby dress or a girl's dress that she's thinking, wow, this is very nice para po dun sa bata na magbe-birthday ng 7 years old na siya. Maybe she is treading na po a blanket na dahil malapit na ang taginaw, taglamig. This will serve as comfort to the poor people living beside the sea. Kapatid, rise above your limitations, not only for yourself, but also for other people. What's in your hand? Kagaya po ni Moses. Sabi ni Moses, I cannot do that to deliver people. Sabi ng Panginoon, what's in your hand? It's a rod, tungkod. Para saan? Itungkod niya dahil mahina na siya, umakyat sila ng bundok. Panghampas ng mga hayop, panghawi ng mga halaman. And then sabi ng Panginoon, give it to me. Throw it away. Pag throw niya pong ganun, yung rod naging snake. Tinakot ba siya ng Diyos? Hindi po. Pinakita ng Diyos dito sa kanya, when you throw something away to Him, when you give something away to God that you kept on holding on, pag binigay mo sa Panginoon, then miracles could happen. Moses' rod was simple and rugged. But and when it was given to God, it was a rod of power that can divide the sea. Kapatid, what's in your hand that can make difference to other people? Next, value faithfulness. Dorcas did not just help one person one time. She made doing good a lifestyle. The key word there is she was always doing good and helping the poor. Ang hirap gumawa ng mabuti. Na po, pero minsan, madaling gumawa ng mabuti kapag ka-birthday mo eh. Tama ba? Sasabi mo, lalapit ka sa akin, Ate C, Ate Citas, birthday ko po. Mag-birthday po ako sa kids at home. Papakainin ko po mga bata and everything. Wow, praise God. Pagpupasko, talaga pong ang dami po nagpupunta sa kids at home para po magpakain, magbigay ng regalo. Pero that's occasional. Ang paghamon po dito is always. What is always? Always is always. Walang tigil. Hindi siya panakanaka, hindi siya panapanahon. Hindi siya bound by moods. Hindi siya bounded sa recognition. Ay, hindi ako na-recognize. Wag na lang. Bibigay ko pa naman to. Sorry. Hindi siya bounded sa moods na I feel it, I do it. I don't feel it, I don't do it. No. Siguro po kung ganun ang pakiramdam ng Lord sa atin, paano kaya tayo mabubuhay, no? Kaya po, faithfulness is one God's character that we really admire. That when we can only admire, we can really admire and live with as well. Be faithful. Maging matapat po tayo. Kaya po, sabi dito, seasons or times will change. Our roles in ministry involvement may change from time to time or from season to season. But we faithfully live a life of service for others. Serve God not occasionally, but faithfully. Always. Always serve the Lord. Always choose to serve others. Always put others first. Always give room for others. Bear with each other. You know, love one another. That's the only thing we can show that we really are disciples of Jesus. Magbabago-bago. Like for example, magkakasakit kay. Sometimes nagbibigay ka, tumutulong ka, pero minsan magkakasakit ka, so hindi ka na muna present, hindi ka muna mag-involve. Pero doon sa time of waiting, sa time of correction, sa time of formation, how do you serve God? How do you plan to honor Him even in the time of correction, even in the time of formation, even in the time of healing, even in the time of isolation. Isolation in a way na may sakit ka nga, kagaya ng bulutong, kailangan mo mag-isolate. So in the time of chicken pox, how can you still serve the Lord? Ay nako, tatandaan niyo po, mga may chicken pox, yan po mga giver na tao. Ay kapag ka nagbigay po yung bonggang-bongga, lahat po ng sa kanila, ibibigay na sa inyo. Amen? So mga kapatid, let's do it. Let's do the same. Ang challenge lang po ito, nagbabago-bago ang panahon, nagbabago-bago din ang dating ng pagkakataon sa'yo. Like for example, yung iba, limbawa pag sinabing, tutulong lang ako pag tumama ako sa loto. Mga kapatid, wala na pong loto. Ano po, huwag po kayo tataya doon. Mapupunta po kayo sa impyerno. Joke. Ang pag-asa natin ay sa Diyos. Amen po ba? Hindi sa sugal. Hindi sa chances. Anyway, meron po mga tao na wala pa, ipinapangako na. Kaya po napapahamak. Pumasa lang ako doon. Makuha ko lang iyon. Na ibibigay ko lahat, or kalahati, or what, and then it did not happen. So, pare-pareho na po frustrate. So, huwag niyong ipapromise yung wala sa inyo. Whatever you have in your hand, just like Dorcas, anong meron siya? Anong kaya niya? Hanggang saan ang kaya niya, ginawa niya? Kaya nga po maaaring doon siya po nagkasakit at doon po siya namatay. Sa pagmamahal at pagtulong sa mga tao. So, value faithfulness. Amen? So, bakit po tayo hindi nagiging faithful? What prevents us from being faithful? Madali lang to. Nandun din yung sagot. What prevents us from being faithful? It's unfaithfulness. Parang, diba? Bakit hindi ka maging tapat? Kasi nga, hindi ka nga nagiging tapat. Nahuhulog ka sa kasalanan. Pinipili ang kasalanan. Mayroong wrong motives. Ano po? Mayroong attitude problem. Mayroong ano, me first syndrome. Mayroong inggit, mayroong galit, mayroong offense, mayroong selos, all this are traps for us to be unfaithful to God. And this prevent us from being faithful to the Lord. Mga kapatid, we come to church not to receive lang things. We come here to change our lives. And let us choose to be faithful to Him. Amen. May inaayos ang Diyos sa buhay po natin. Ayusin po natin. At patuloy tayong magpaayos sa Kanya. Faithfulness matters. And number 5, last, endeavor to leave a legacy. When Dorcas died, she had left a legacy of life she had touched with God's love. Ano pong senaryo? Namatay si Dorcas, hinugasan na po ang kanyang katawan. Ano po? Nakaratay na po siya doon. Pinaglalamayan na po. At umiiyak po ang mga tao. So, I want you to see here all the widows. Grabe po, lahat ng balo, lahat ng babae na nandun. Na po, they were crying. They stood up, no, doon sa time na yon, sabi doon, all the widows stood around him, crying and showing him the robes and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was still with them. Parang Dorcas was too wonderful to lose. Parang napakagandang babae, napaka mahalagang katauhan na hindi ko kayang mawala sa buhay ko. Do you have that kind of person in your life? Na parang you cannot live without. Hindi naman sa iniidolo natin siya, no? Hindi naman dahil sa parang yun nga. But you see really Jesus in her or in him that you cannot afford not to have him or not to have her anymore. Yung grieving, yung sorrow, sobra po eh. And imagine lahat ng babae nandun. And they're showing things that Dorcas did. Ito po, oh, ito po yung gawa niya. Talaga. Ito po yung tinahi po niya. Yung damit ng anak ko nung birthday. Ito po yung binigay niya sa akin. Ito po yung, you know, people commemorates the goodness and the wonderful things that Dorcas did. Diba ang sarap lang po? Ano po yung iniisip niyo? Ito po, malapit ng mga ang araw ng mga patay. And in that, ano po yun? Yung marmol? Lapida. O, mga werpa. Lapida pa rin po yun pag binabaliktad nyo. Lapida. So, anong ilalagay natin? Simple lang, mga kapatid. Sana po, pag naisip natin, what will I be remembered to? What will you be remembered? Like Dorcas, may our being a disciple of Jesus and doing good works follow us into eternity. Sundan nawa tayo ng tanaw ng mga tao hanggang buhay magpasawalang hanggan dahil tayo ay tunay na disipulo ni Jesus at tunay na nagpakita ng gawa ng Diyos sa kanyang buhay at sa pamamagitan niya. Life is too short, mga kapatid. Don't cut it shorter with our self-centeredness, with our disobedience. Make your life count. And how do we count our lives? With significance? Serve the Lord each day. Serve the Lord each day. So, mga kapatid, to serve Him is to start following Jesus. To serve Him is to engage in good works. To serve Him is to rise above limitations. To serve Him is to value faithfulness. And to serve Him is to endeavor to live a life of legacy. We do it always. We do it every moment of each day. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. God is inviting each one of us today, and His invitation is, would you like to live a life of significance, anak? Then come, follow me. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Is anyone here you would like to say, God, this is it? Yes, I want to do things for you. Pero wala po akong tamang relasyon sa'yo. I want you to be my Lord and my Savior. And I accept you now into my heart. Kung ito po ang panalangin ng puso nyo, may I see your hand? Purihin ng Diyos. Salamat po. Keep your hands raised. Taas lamang po. Kung nais ng puso mong ipanalangin sa umagang, sa tanghaling ito, sa hapon na ito, sinasabi mo, I've been walking with you, Jesus, but I don't feel the power because I live in sin. May kasalanan. May karumihan. And I wanna be a disciple in the fullest term. In the fullest form of its term, yung talagang living each day with you. Help me. Help me, God, to be a disciple. Help me to live righteously. Help me to live a consecrated life. If this is your prayer, may I see your hand. Keep your hands raised. Keep your hands raised. And now that you are serving the Lord, kapatid, alam mo sa puso mo na merong hindi tama. It could be a wrong motive. It could be prejudices. It could be self-centeredness. And you want to tell God, God, I want to be like Dorcas. That when she serves, grabe Lord, it's suave, pure, holy. May nakakakita o wala, she is faithful in doing it. If you desire this kind of sincere service to God, raise your hand. I'm going to pray for you. Amen. Thank you for your honesty. And last, tanong ko lamang po sa inyo, kung alam mo sa buhay mo na paglipas ng panahon, aalis ka dito sa lupa at wala kang iiwan ng halimbawa ni Kristo. And you wanna ask God, God, give me the power. Lord, here is my hand. Ito yung nasa kamay ko. Kapatid, what's in your hand? Offer it to God. And if you want God to use it for His glory, itaas mo to sa Panginoon.